We begin the current tab, Masechtas Menachas Taf Mem Ches. Begin on the bottom of Mem Zayin Mem Beis, two lines up on the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Taf relating to the halachas of on Shavuos and Atzeres, that there are two kvasim, two lambs that are brought with the Shtei Alechem, with the two breads, that are very much intimately related. Moreover, we had a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, which is going to come into play in the following brisa regarding when does the two kvasim, the two lambs, sanctify the two breads, the Shtei Alechem that comes along with it. So the Gemara says, turn around and learn the brisa. Shachet shnei kvasim al arba chalas. If they went and they slaughtered two lambs, and instead of being, as it's supposed to be, with two breads, they slaughtered and they had designated four breads to be with those two lambs. So says the brisa, meishach shtaimen ubenifen. So you draw out only two of those breads, because you're only supposed to have shtei alechem, which are the two breads, not four breads. You draw out two of them from those four, and you elevated what's called tenufa with the lambs, because halacha is that the kivsa says the lambs on Shavuos have to have tenufa being done with them when the animal is alive and when it was already slaughtered, as the Gemara says later on, nav samach alef min alef. And then as we continue to have mechasim and alef, v'ashar nechalas bepidyon, and the remaining two breads, they're eaten in their redemption, as we're going to shortly explain what that means. Now, says the Gemara, Amura bon kamed Rav Chizda. So the rabbis said over this brayse in front of Rav Chizda, and they said, Hodel like Rabbi. This brayse is obviously not like Rabbi, rather like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who he said that the Shtei Alechem are not sanctified just with the slaughtering of the lambs, but rather with the conclusion of the Avodah of the Zrikas Adam of the lambs. That's why there's a rectification in this situation, which has a problem because there's only supposed to be two breads and there are four. That's okay, because even though when the slaughtering of the lamb was done and there were four breads over there, but it's still before the Zrikas Adam, so there's no physical sanctity yet on the breads. So it's like it was in the beginning, which is you could just take out two that you want and you could spray the blood of the kvasim on those two, because this situation was only after the Shechita, but before the Zrika, sanctify those two and permit them to be eaten. And the remaining ones, and that's what we said, we'll explain what does that mean, Nechalas Pepidyon, according to what these rabbis were assuming, the remaining ones will only have their monetary sanctity, and they'll be forbidden until they're redeemed. But then you could redeem it as anything that has monetary sanctity, and you could eat it with however you want to, because it's being redeemed. And that's like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, not like Rabbi. Why? So they said, Di Rebbe, because if you're entertained to say that the Tanna Braisa is like Rebbe, then you run into the following problem. Because Kivan to Amar Shechita Mekatcha, since he says, as we explained this in the previous Tav and Amar Aleph, that it's the slaughtering of the Kivset Tzeres that sanctifies the breads, so you're right. Although two of these four breads, as we explained, that it would make sense according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, doesn't have physical sanctity, only has monetary sanctity, and therefore it could be redeemed, it could be deconsecrated, because the lambs are only sanctifying those which are fit for it to be sanctified, which are only two. It doesn't sanctify the Arba Lechem, it's only the Shtei HaLechem. And you're right, the other two will only have monetary sanctity, which therefore could be removed to be Chulin, which is that you bring money and you say wherever those two which are not being sanctified will be deconsecrated on these monies. Now, the thing is, with our redemption, they for sure cannot be eaten because the Zrikas Hadam of the Kvasim is only permitting the Shtei Alechem that becomes sanctified to be eaten, which is by any carbon, by the Zrikas Hadam, which then permits it by the Kanim. But these two, which already were, the other two, which were sanctified, but they don't get Kedushas HaGuf, the Zrikas Hadam is not going to permit it. So they have only Kedushas Damim. But yes, they could be deconsecrated, and seemingly you could say Vashar Nechalas Bepidyon. But you run into the following problem. Why? Because although it could be redeemed, just like we're saying for Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, but the Paruk Luhu Heicha, but where exactly are you going to do the deconsecration? How are you going to permit it? The thing is, you don't recognize which are the two out of the four that are not being sanctified with Kedushas HaGuf. So you run into the following problem. Ida Paruk Luhu Me'avroi, meaning, again, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, you do know which are the two that are sanctified and the two that are not, because it only gets sanctified by Zrikas Adam. So now when you're drawing out two out of the four, you get to choose still. It's not sanctified. The thing is, but according to Rebbe, it happened already by the Shechita, but you had designated four. Now only two out of the four work, but you don't know which two out of those four are. So two out of these four are Kedushas HaGuf, and two out of the four Kedushas Damim. Now regarding those two that are Kedushas Damim, you have to be paided, because it's not being permitted by the Zrikas Adam as the Kedushas HaGuf are, because it's not the one that becomes the Shtei Alechem. So we are going to be deconsecrating it. Either Park Lu Mavroi, if you're going to go ahead and redeem it on the outside, which is that you're going to take two of them are going to be redeemed. But the thing is, you have to take out all of them, because you don't know which are the two out of the four. So you'll do a deconsecration process. You'll take them outside, and you'll say, whichever are the two or the four that are the Kedushas Damim, let it be deconsecrated on these monies. But then, kivin dechsev, but since it says, v'eshtei alechem, lefnei Hashem, the pasuk in Yikruch of Gimel says, v'hein if ha-koyin oisem alechem ha-bikurim, tenufa lefnei Hashem. So obviously, if the tenufa is lefnei Hashem, means to say, up until now, it was inside the Azara, then if tzelohu, so then, though those two that are sanctified, not the Kedushas Damim ones, those could be taken outside, because they only have Kedushas Damim. But you have to take it all four, because you don't know which are the two. So it comes out that those that are sanctified become invalidated by Yaitzeh, by being taken outside. Because since you don't recognize them, you have to take them all out. Now those that have Kedushas of Guf are going to become possible. And if you're going to say, okay, so let's go ahead and redeem them, Gavoy, inside the Azara, and then let the Kain eat all four of them. Two will be chulin, and two will be kaidish, will be the shtei alechem. Then you have a different problem. Ma'ayil chulin la'azara. You're bringing chulin to the azara, because now you're creating it, it's becoming chulin. It's not kedushas dam anymore. You're deconsecrating it. So because of that, it must not be like Rebbe. It must be like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, say the rabbis and Vater Rav Chisda. Where according to him, okay, so when you slaughtered it, you had four breads, no problem. It didn't become sanctified yet. You could still choose the two that you want to become Kedushas Hakov when you can do the Zugas Adam. But according to Rebbe, that already by the Shechita, it became sanctified, but you don't know which ones. So that means two of them are Kedushas Hakov and two of them Kedushas Damim. Those two that are Kedushas Damim, how are you going to say that they're going to be in the Chalas B'Pinyan? How are you going to go ahead and redeem them? Where are you going to take them? Redeem them outside, you're going to be passing the other two that have Kedushas Hakov. Redeem them inside, then those that you're redeeming are Chul Mazar, and you can have Chul Mazar. And that, Amalahu Rav Chisda said to them, no. Loyalim Karebi, you could say the time the Bryce is like Rebbe. Uparuk Lu Gavoy. And yes, you could deconsecrate it, which is the transfer of the sanctity of those that only have monetary sanctity onto monies that will then get that sanctity, but the breads then become chulin. But, so what do you say? But you have chulin and nazar? Vachulim and melokavin. And that says, it's not a problem, because it by itself becomes chulin. In other words, it became chulin in the azar. And the problem about bringing chulin to Azara is bringing it into the Azara. You didn't bring in chulin to Azara. It was already in the Azara. Now you just made it into chulin. That's not a problem of that Isra of bringing chulin to the Azara. However, Amalei Ravinu Ravashi says, but Vatanya learned the Braisa, not like the way Rav Chisda was saying. The Braisa says, Keshu Paidin, when he does redeem these two out of the four that only have Kedushas Damim, that are not the two that have become the Shtei Lechem, in Paidin El Bachot, that the redemption is only done on the outside. Obviously, because you have a problem with Chul Mazara, which is not like the way Rav Chisda was saying, that it could even be like Rebbe. That says the Gemara, no, Ha Vadai, that Braisa that says you redeem it on the outside, yes, that the Braisa is for sure not like Rebbe, and must be Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon he. And, okay, if it's like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, so according to him, for sure you could rectify the situation because the Zirkas Adam wasn't done yet. And therefore, yes, then you take out whichever two that you want. And the other two that you're not going to use, of course you take them outside and deconsecrate them outside because you know which ones they are. Because you get to choose because it's not yet the Zirkas Adam. The Rebbe, because if you would want to say this last brice like Rebbe, to the contrary, it would be invalidated with Yaitzeh, because when you did the Shechitah, it became Kaddish, and that was already in the Azara. You're going to take out two, you don't know which two, you have to take out all four, it's going to be Pasling and Yaitzeh, of course, that this brice is like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon and not like Rebbe. Now, which Rashi actually points out, truth is, the Gemara could have asked this question even on the first brice we quoted, and saying, wait a second, if you're going to think it's like Rebbe, then why does the Braisa say that you pick out two of them? What's called Moshech Steimhen, which we said in the previous stuff on the bottom of the Amud. Umanifan, what I mean, according to Rebbe, you don't know which two of the four. You have to do Tanuf on four of the breads, because you don't know which ones are sanctified. So that itself could have proved the first Braisa is like Rebbe. It says Rashi, yeah, but still the Gemara waited to ask a better question from the second Braisa, which was clearly not going to be like Rebbe, and therefore that was the proof to say, like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. But truthfully, we could have asked the same question on the first Braisa to show also it's not like Rebbe, but rather like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. Now, once we introduce this Braisa, Amalei Rav Acha Berei D'Rav Lo Rav Ashi, he says, Leimitav Tuyuvta D'Rabbi Yechanan. Let's say that this halacha, the Braisa that we're discussing, which we're saying is like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, is a refutation of Rebbe Yechanan. Why? Because Ditma, we learned as follows. Toide Sheshachta Al Shmoin Mechalas. Carbon Toide, Thanksgiving offering, which is supposed to be brought with 40 breads. Actually, someone designated, and when he did the slaughtering, he had separated and designated 80 breads. So what's halacha? He says 40 out of the 80 become sanctified as the breads, and it's a valid carbon tayda. For Yechonam, he says, no, you don't say that 40 out of the 80 are sanctified, because you didn't bring 40, you brought 80, and 80 is not valid, so therefore that's not valid. Now that the question is, then here also in the case of the Braisa, why do we say that 2 out of the 4 breads become sanctified? What do you mean? It's the same thing as like Rabbi Yechonon. He doesn't say you say 40 out of the 80 become sanctified. So now how do you understand the halacha of the Braisa that says that 2 out of the 4 do become sanctified? It says Gemara, V'lav mi'it ma'alav, but didn't we say on this machlekes Rabbi Yechonon b'lod? So what are you asking? And Chizkiah, didn't we say Amar B'zeri qualified their machlekes? And he says, Hakol ma'idim, everyone agrees, that if he said that let 40, the person who separated 80, if he said let 40 of the 80 become sanctified, says Reb Zeir, everyone agrees the kidsha that it's going to be sanctified, even though he didn't specify which 40. So therefore it's not refuted from the Bryce. The Bryce is also saying that let 2 out of the 4 become sanctified, and that's why it's going to work, 2 out of the 4. And Rabbi Yechon agrees over there. Rabbi Yechon is told him, when he doesn't say that, he says, let 80 be. 80 can't be 80. And he would say, therefore say that the Brais also, if someone says, let all 4 be breads for the Kibset test, of course that wouldn't work. It's saying, let 2 out of the 4, then 2 out of the 4 become sanctified, just like he agrees that, like Rabbi Zera said, 40 out of the 80, that 40 would become sanctified. Now the opposite type of a case of the Brais that we started off the Daf, which was the 4 breads on the 2 kvasim, really supposed to be 2 lambs and 2 breads. So Tani Reb Chanina Tirasa, from the place of Tirasa, he said, Kamed Reb Yechon Nifalin Halacha, said the opposite type of a case. Shachat Arba Kvasim Al Beis Chalas. He slaughtered 4 lambs for the 2 breads, which the Halacha is only supposed to be 2 lambs for the 2 breads. So what do you do? Similar as before. Meishich Shnai Mehen. So you take out, although he slaughtered all 4 lambs, he goes now and he takes out 2 of them. V'zayrik damet shalei lishman. First, what he does is he takes 2 lambs and he throws their bloods, not for its namesake, not to be kivsei atzeres. And he explains why you do that first. Shem i'ato imarkach, because if you don't say like this, that first you spray the ones that are going to be shalei lishma, but rather you're going to take the 2 that are supposed to be lishma, that are going to be the kivsei atzeres, and you throw their blood first, then if sadetes achareinim, then you're going to cause a loss to the remaining 2. Why? Because we said in the previous daf that there's nothing that was fit to be brought lishma, then gets rejected from being lishma, that it should still be fit to be brought shalei lishma, so that, which is the same thing like the case that we're describing over here. If you're going to spray the first 2 lishma, then you're not allowed a gun. You're not going to be able to then bring the remaining 2 to be lishma, because they're already rejected from being lishma, because you already brought the first 2 lishma, and you only bring 2 kvasim, not 4. So it's not going to be kosher anymore to bring it shalei lishma, like a regular carbon is valid to be brought shalei lishma, as the first Mishnah Masechet Zevachim says. Here it would only be valid to be brought lishma. But if you're going to spray the shalei lishma ones first, where it was not yet rejected from being lishma, then it's going to be kosher. So therefore, you can't go ahead and say that you do the lishma first, because then you're going to be left not being able to be used the remaining 2. But if you first do the first 2 shalei lishma, which they're still able to be lishma, but you're choosing to do them shalei lishma, then they're going to be valid after the fact. Like the first Mishnah Masechet Zevachim says, if you bring any carbon shalei lishma, it's going to be kosher. And then you bring the remaining 2 lishma. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation, Rashi, is what does it mean, shem'iyata oimikein? That if you don't say that 2 of them should be shalei lishma and 2 of them should be lishma, but rather if you're going to bring all 4 lishma, then you're going to lose the remaining 2, meaning the last 2 that are going to be sprayed are unnecessary because you already brought the first 2 lishma, and therefore they're going to be pasul. So therefore, says Reb Chanina Tirasa from this teaching, what you're supposed to do is you first bring 2 shalei lishma, and then you bring 2 lishma, because if you do it the other way around, you first do the 2 lishma, then the remaining 2 are going to be pasul. That Amr B'Yechanan, he says, what do you mean? Do we tell a person, stand up and sin? Because bringing a carbon, spraying the blood, shalei lishma, is a sin. Because a person's not allowed to deviate from the designation of what the carbon is supposed to be. So you tell me, you tell the person to sin, spray the blood, shalei lishma, which really you could just do the first 2 lishma, which would be valid. But you say no, first do the first 2 shalei lishma, so that you should be able to merit in the meat of the remaining 2, that you could eat them. because then you'll be able to do the first two shelo lishma, it'll be kosher, won't fulfill the obligation. Then you do the remaining two, and you do lishma, that's for sure going to be valid. And why are you doing that? Oh, so that all four could be eaten. Because if you do it the regular way, the mitzvah way, the appropriate way, without sinning, you'll just do the first two lishma, then the remaining two you can't eat, they're going to be pasul. Because they're not fit to be lishma anymore, and therefore, as we said in the previous sabbath, they won't even be fit shelo lishma anymore. So you tell me, we tell a person to sin so that it can merit, so that it can get something in the benefit? But Vatanan, we learn in the Mishnah Masech, this Vachim that says, Eivari Chatas, the limbs of a Karma Chatas, which are eaten by the Kahanim, Shinis Arva Beivari Eila, they got mixed up with the limbs of a Karma Noila, which are brought up and burnt on top of the Mizbeach. So what do? So Rabbi Yezim, he says, Yitnu Lamala, you should put them all up on top of the Mizbeach, on the fire, on the pyre. The Royani, now, how could you do that? The Eivari Chatas are not supposed to be burnt on the fire. Says Rabbi Yezim, the Royani has Basra Chatas Lamala, Kilo Eitzim, no problem. Although you're not allowed to burn the limbs of a karmachatas, I view the limbs of the meat of the karmachatas as if it's firewood, and you're allowed to use it as firewood. And the Chachamim, they disagree. Say, no, they don't say the concept of royani. And rather, to ubitzurasin, you have to let it lose its form, meaning leave it overnight till it becomes possible with lina. V'yatz l'beis ha-sreifa, then you'll take it out to be burnt. On that, asks the Gemara, Amai, why do the Chachamim say yatz l'beis ha-sreifa? Lema, but according to the concept that you're saying, let them say, Amid v'chat, get up and sin, and put on top of the Mizbeach, the Chatas, which is really not fit to be put on top of the Mizbeach, b'shvil shetizke, so that they should merit not to lose the limbs of the oil that are mixed in with it, that are not going to be able to go ahead and be burnt on top of the Mizbeach. Based on your principle, they should say, Amid v'chat, b'shvil shetizke, nevar oil. On that, the Gemara answers, no. Amid v'chat, toy b'chatas, b'shvil shetizke b'chatas, to tell someone, get up and sin regarding the chata so that you can gain in the chatas, which is really like the principle that Chanina Terasa was saying by the kvasim, which we're saying sin in the lambs so that you can merit in the lambs. I mean to say, because if you do something wrong in them, doing it shalei lishma, you'll be able to go out and eat its meat. That Amrina, that we say. But sin in the chatas by bringing it on top of the mizbeach, so that you gain by something else, which is for the eila. That lo yamin, that we don't say. That's not a difficulty on the principle that I was saying. But in that, the Gemara asks, but in regards to this one thing itself, that then we do say sin so that you could gain in the thing itself. But Vatanya Lutna Brisa as follows: Kiv Seateres, these two shlamim lambs that are brought on Shavuos, Shashachtun Shalei Lishman, they were slaughtered not for its namesake. Oy, or a different problem, Shashachtan, whether if it was slaughtered Bein Lefnei Zmanin, before its time, meaning before Shavuos, Bein La'achar Zman, or after its time, meaning after Shavuos. So the halacha is as follows. Hadam Yizark, the blood should be sprayed Shaloi Lishma, V'habasu Yechel, and the meat could be eaten. Because it's already pasul, and one could go ahead and finish up the Avodah and eat the meat. Now, but V'im Haisa Shabbos, but if it was Shabbos, meaning going in the case of when it was slaughtered Shalei Lishma, and it's Shavuos, and it's Shabbos, so then the halacha is that Lo Yizrik. Then you're not allowed to spray the blood. Why? Because since ultimately it's being rejected from being a carbon tzibah, it's not valid anymore as Kiv Seatzeres, so it's not Deicha Shabbos anymore. Yom Tiv, you could do Eichel Nefesh, so you're allowed to go ahead and spray the blood to be Shalei Lishma, to be something else, but on Shabbos, it's not fulfilling the obligation, the carbon tzibur, which is, that's what overrides Shabbos, says b'mayadli, but on Shabbos, just to do malacha, that you're not allowed to do, and therefore you're not allowed to spray the blood. Now, v'mzarek, if they did go and spray the blood, so hurtza, so it is accepted, because ultimately, although it was inappropriate, but that did do the fulfillment of the completion of the carbon, which is the spraying of the blood, on the condition that lahakde mum la'erev, that they'll sacrifice, they'll burn the sacrificial parts in the evening, matzah Shabbos, but today on Shabbos, there's no permissibility to go ahead and burn the Emurim on Shabbos. On this halacha, says the Gemara, but vamai, why? Based on your principle, lema amod v'chata, you should say, get up and sin, meaning, spray the blood, even initially, on Shabbos, which we said one is not supposed to do on Shabbos, but sin, b'shvil shetizke, so that you should merit to be able to, if you'll spray the blood today, which we said really you can't because this carbon already became possible, already slaughtered Shalei Lishma, don't, who cares? Spray the blood. You'll be able to then burn the Emurim in the evening, and then you'll be able to eat the meat. Why does the Braisa say don't spray the blood, and then if you're not going to spray the blood, it's going to become possible by Shkiyas Lacham by sundown, and then the whole thing has to be burnt and thrown out. Why? Sin so that you should merit, and it's in the carbon itself, and that you say when it's one thing, you say, Amod V'chata B'Shev Shetizke. That's the Gemara. No, Amod b'chote b'Shabbos k'dei shetiske b'Shabbos aminan. Yes, we would say, get up and sin on Shabbos so that you could merit on Shabbos, for example, like the halacha that Reb Chanina Terasa was saying, by the lambs, where you're going to merit to eat it on that day itself. That we'll say. But Amod chote b'Shabbos, but to get up and sin on Shabbos to do is rikas adam of a carbon, which is not allowed, k'dei shetiske b'chote, so that they can merit to eat it on a weekday, meaning on Matzah Shabbos, because that's the first time they could eat it, because they can't do the Haktaras Emurim, which allows it to be eaten until Matzah Shabbos, that lo yamin, we don't say. So that's also the same principle. It has to be in the thing itself, not just in the object, but in the time too. And therefore, that would still be considered like two different things, and we wouldn't say, Amod b'chote b'shul shetiske. Now the Gemara asks the opposite direction. Oh, b'tarti mi lo yamin, and you tell me, but if it's two different things, then we don't say sin so that you should merit? But it's not within the Mishnah Masechet Trumas that says as follows. Chavish shel truma shenishber begasel yainim. There was a barrel of truma wine that broke in the upper vat. Ubetachtoina, now in the bottom, meaning in the pit that's in front of the vat, was chulin temein, was unconsecrated, was regular chulin wine that was tame. Now you run into a problem over here. This barrel that broke is tumbling down from the vat into the pit, which is where all the wine gathers on the bottom. Now, the chulin that's tameh, although there are levels of tahara that people have, but let's say when the kohen is tameh, he can eat chulin that's tameh. Truma in the upper barrel that broke was tahar. But when that tumbles down, it's going to fall into the bottom pit that's in front of the vat, that's going to then make the truma tameh, because the chulin wine is tameh, it's going to contaminate the truma. Truma that's tameh is never fit for anyone. Because no one could eat truma that's tummy. The only one could eat truma is a kain, and the kain himself who is tummy cannot eat truma that's tummy. Now, if it's going to fall into that chulun tummy, to that whole pit, everything's going to go to waste. Because now he can't even have that chulun wine that's tummy, because it's mixed in with the truma wine that's tummy. So on that says the Mishnah, Maidir Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua agree, meaning, this is alluding to the fact that even though Rabbi Shua is concerned, as we're going to see later on, regarding the loss of chulun, if it's going to be total loss for chulin, he actually lets one do certain things that should be problematic. He agrees, she'im yachol, if let's say this person could quickly run after and find a pure vessel to save at least a revius, lahatzel men the revius betara, this barrel of truma, which is, if it falls down into the bottom of that pit, it's gone. Because it becomes truma that's tummy, and there's no utility in it whatsoever. So both of them agree, if let's say you could quickly grab and find some type of vessel and catch at least a revius of a loig of the wine of truma that's falling down to save it, then yatzel, then you have to go out and save it. Even though in the interim, the time that you're going to quickly run and get the vessel and save revius, the rest of the truma is going to fall into the chulin and everything's going to be lost. Because like we said, truma that's tamea has nothing to do with it. Now, but let's say vimlav. Let's say there's nothing that you could do. There's no vessel. You can't get to a vessel in time to get back to save even the revius of the wine. There's nothing to do. The whole barrel of wine is tumbling down. It cracked. It's going to fall in to the bottom of the pit, which is where the chulin tameh is. So Rabbi Yezem, he says, as a ketin tameh beis, he says, okay, terid v'titma. You have to let it fall down and become tameh, even though it's going to cause a loss to everything, including that whole pit of wine of chulin. Because, like we said, up until now, it was fit for the kohen when it was tumah. But now, it's not going to be fit for anything because it's mixed with the truma that's tumah, and truma that's tumah cannot beat my kohen ever. And you have to let it fall down and become tumah. And what is that precluding? You cannot go ahead and, if you have, let's say, a vessel that's tumah, so what you'll say is, look, I'll catch the truma wine that's falling down in this tumah vessel. So obviously it's not going to save the truma. That's going to go to waste because it's becoming tummy. But it's going to not allow it to fall into the pit, which is all my chulin wine. It's going to get ruined. So Tabalaz, you can't do that. You cannot be mitami. The Torah says, mishmer is trumasli. You're not allowed to be mitami truma. In this case, the truma wine. So that's it. If there's nothing you could do, you got to let it fall in and be mitami everything. The whole thing goes to waste. Now, Rabbi Shua, he disagrees. He says, no, afyat men biyad. You could even go ahead and physically, actively, contaminate the truma wine, meaning you could save that. It's anyways going to go to waste. Anyways going to become tummy. So go ahead, take a truma vessel and catch the truma wine. So yeah, you can make it tummy, but anyways it would have become tummy. So you're allowed to save the chulin wine by being mitame the truma wine. So you see, ask the Gemara that you could be make a sin with the truma so that you could be kedeshet tisk, that you could merit in the chulin wine, even though the two different things. Says the Gemara, Shami Hasan, that case is different. The Latuma Kazla. Because anyway, that Truma wine was ultimately a few seconds away when it was going to fall into the Chul, and anyways, become Tamei and get lost. So that's not really considered a sin in the Truma to save the Chulin, because anyways it would have become Tamei. And that's why Yeshua says, actually go ahead and save it. And then, but that's not a case of two different things, because you're not really sinning with the Truma. Anyways, the Truma is going to go to waste. So therefore, that didn't refute Reb Chanina Terasa's halacha, and it could be that his halacha was correct, that you could sin in one thing to save that thing itself, and therefore he held that, yes, go ahead and first do those first two, Shaloi Lishma, so that you could then do the remaining two Lishma, and then you'll be able to eat the meat of all four of these Kivsei Atzeres. Continuing these halachas, says the Gemara, Ki Asa Reb Yitzchak Tanya, when Reb Yitzchak came along, he said the following braisa, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshachten Shaloi Kimitzvasa. If the two shlamim lambs of Shavuos were slaughtered not according to its mitzvah, which Rashi makes two interpretations, either means doing it shalei lishma, or another interpretation is really the kivsei atzeres is supposed to be within its first year, which not a year old. And let's say instead he brought them that they're ready in the second year, which he brings this teaching from his teacher and from the majority of the gaonim, but he says he doesn't agree with that last interpretation, because then why would it say sheshachten shalei kimitzvasen? It should have said shevien, because the primary point is the bringing, not so much that it was slaughtered not like its mitzvah. It was slaughtered kimitzvasen, just it wasn't brought kimitzvasen because it's not the right age. But be that as it may, regarding these kifs, it says if they were slaughtered not according to its mitzvah, it says the rice of psulin, they actually become pasul, which generally a carbon that's slaughtered shalei lishma, let's say, it's actually going to be kosher. Here the kifs, it says, is going to be pasul. But, however, you have to wait till it's left out overnight and loses its form, and you don't go ahead and burn it immediately, because one doesn't burn kachim until they become invalidated with lina, because it's disgraceful to go ahead and burn kachim when they're still in their appropriate state, unless it's a physical invalidation like pigul or tame. But here, where it's just a problem in shalei lishma, so you have to leave it to become possible with lina. And then the yatzal beis asreif, and then you go ahead and you burn it in the place where invalidated karbanos are burnt. Now, Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Mar demakish lehu lechatas, you the master, who you're quoting a braisa that compares the kivsei atzeres to chatas. Because it says, by the karbanos of Shavuos, it says by the chatas, it says, Vasisim sir izim echa lechatas, ushnei chavasim neishon lezevech shlam. So it says, the concept of these two lambs next to the karban of chatas. So they make the braisa you're quoting makes a hekesh. So that's why Tanib Sulim, that's why it says if you slaughter this kivsei atzeres shalei lishma, it's going to be possible like a karban chatas. Like the opening Mishnah Masechet Zbachim says, Kala Zbachim shenizbachu shalei lishma, every karban that's slaughtered shalei lishma is actually kosher, except for Pesach chatas. Or Rashi says, according to the other interpretation, that of the majority of the Gaonim and his teacher, it would say that he's comparing it to a chatas, what's called Sha'av Rishnasa, chatas that's already went past its first year. In its second year, it's possible. As like Mishnah teaches Masechet Tumur, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, there are five types of chatas that die, and one of them is Sha'av Rishnasa. So if he brings the kivsei atzeres that's supposed to be in its first year, and it's in its second year, it's going to be pasul. Why? Because you're comparing the tana of the brice that you're bringing compares a hekesh, the kivsei atzeres, to karmachatas. However, tana de bei Levi, but then he says, but there's a brice in the yeshiva of Levi, the gomer shalmei chayv mishamin endava, that learns out these obligatory shlamim, those of the kivsei atzeres, instead of learning and comparing it to the chatas, as the brice that you're quoting does, actually learns it out from shlamim that are donated shlamim, which are kasher shalei lishma, like every carbon, as we said in the opening Mishnah Masechet Zbachim, is kasher if it's done shalei lishma. Or according to the other interpretation, that of the Gaonim, what it means to compare is if, let's say, someone makes a neder to bring a lamb for a carbon shlam, and instead it brings a ram, it's kasher. As the Gemara says later on, the Kuf Zayin Mabez, someone says, I'm going to bring a small animal, he brings a large one, he fulfills the obligation. And even according to Rebbe, who says you don't feel the obligation, he agrees, but that the korban is going to be kasher. So therefore, that same halacha that the shalmei chayva, the kivsei atzeres, that instead of being in its first year, it's being in the second year, that the Tana, the Brais Shiva Levi, says it's going to be kasher because they learned it out from shalmei nedava, which is also going to be kasher if you're supposed to bring small instead you bring big. So that's why Tanik Shem, therefore they say in the halacha that you just said pasul, they say it's kasher. The Tani Levi, like Levi taught a Brisa, which the Brisa is from a Brisa that's talking about the karbanus of a Nazar. It's a Tisefta and Nazar that's talking about, let's say it's a karban that's supposed to be in its first year and the study brings it in its second year, or it's supposed to be 2 years old, the study brings one that's 1 year old. So the when the Nazar shaves off us here, that's going to be invalid. And the karbanus were not fulfilled because he didn't bring the type of karban that he's supposed to bring. Now that continues the Braisa. Fishar and other shlamim like Shalmi Nazir, which are obligatory shlamim, there, if Shashacht and Shalei Kemitzvah, and if let's say it was slaughtered, not according to its mitzvah, which is, let's say, Shalei Lishma, or according to the other interpretation, that it's in its first year, because really Shalmi Nazir, it says over there, Ayil, which is, Ayil is when it's in the second year. So let's say it was done not according to its mitzvah, again, either Shalei Lishma, or in its first year instead of being in the second year, says this price of Levi, Vir Ksheirin, it will be kasher, like Shalmi Nadav. But obviously it's not going to fulfill the owner's obligation, like we said, because it's not the age that it's supposed to be, but the carbon was going to be kasher. But the carbon will be eaten for a day and a night, which although shlama generally eaten for 2 days and a night, but it's going to have the stringencies of the Shami Nazir, which is only for a day and a night, which has the same halacha like a carbon taida, like the Gemara elsewhere says. It says by taida shlamav, what shlamav, it's a taida, is to include shalmei nazir that's also eaten for a day and a night. And ve'in tunin le'lechem le'izrei, it doesn't require, as a shalmei nazir usually does, the elevation of the bread and the forearm to be given to the kain, because since the nazir is not being permitted with it, it's not working for him, it's like we said in the beginning of that tesefta, it's not fulfilling his obligation. So therefore, it doesn't have to do those extra special things of the nazir of the bread and the forearm of the animal given to the kain. But one thing we see in this braisa is what Rav Nachman's pointing out, that Levi says is going to be kosher, even though, like the braisa, like Rav Yitzchak had pointed out, that it's compared to chatas. Because it says in the pasuk in Bamid Bavav, v'chiv sa'achas bashnasa timim lachatas, v'ayelecha tamim l'shlamim. Meaning, just like by the halacha of the kivsei atzeres, that they're also said near the halacha of chatas. Here by the nazir, his ayil nazir, his shlam, is also actually said near the karm chatas. And in spite of that, you see that he learns out shlam from shlamim, shalmei chayv from shalmei nedava. And that's why he says it's going to be kasher. Obviously, that b'risa is not like the b'risa that you're saying, which instead of learning out the kivsei atzeres, which are shalmei chayv from shalmei nedava, it learns it out from chatas. That's not like the halacha of the Brice of Levi, which learns that it's Shalmei Chayv, that of the Shalmei Nazir, from Shalmei Nadav, and therefore it's going to be Kasha. Now, basically, the Gemara asks on the Brice that the Rav Yitzchak taught from the following Brice. The Brice says, Ashram ben Shana. An Ashram that's supposed to be in its first year, for example, a Nazir that's Tomei, when he purifies himself, he has to bring a Nasham Nazir, or a Metzayir, when he's purifying himself, a Sham Metzayir, where by them it says Keves, which is a lamb in its first year, and instead Vehevi ben Shtayim, instead he brings an animal in its second year. Or ben shtayim, certain karbanas that are shamas that are supposed to be in the second year, like an asham gizelis or asham meilis, if someone stole and lied about it or he misappropriated from hektish, where there it says ayil, that's supposed to be a ram in the second year, and instead vevi ben shana, it brings a lamb in its first year. So says the braisa, psulim, so they're invalid. Vitu'uba tzirasan, not only is it not fulfilling the obligation, the karban is pasul, you have to wait till it stays out overnight. Vyosla beis asev, and you have to burn it, you can't eat the karban. Aval oilas nazir, but the oila that the nazir brings, voilas yiladis, and the carbon oila that a woman who gave birth brings, voilas mitzaira, and the oila that the mitzaira brings, whereby all of these, oilas, by these three cases, it says keves that they have to be a lamb in its first year. Shahoyu b'nei shtei shanim b'shachdan. Let's instead of bringing animals first year, brought animals in second year and slaughtered it. That says the braisa ksheim, it's going to be kasher. Why? Because we learn that these oilas chayva, which are obligatory oilas for a woman who gave birth and mitzaira, and nazir, we learn that out from Eilas Nadava. Whereas we mentioned before, if someone makes a Nadava to bring a small animal instead of brings a big one, then the carbon is going to be kosher. So too over here, by these Eilas, they're going to be kosher even if they're the wrong age. As the Brisa says, Klolish Nadava, the rule is, Kala kosher by Eilas Nadava. What is valid by a donated Eila? Kosher by Eilas Chayva is even going to be valid by an obligatory Eila, even though it's the wrong thing. And b'chala pasul b'chatas, another halachic concept, whatever is invalid by chatas, pasul b'asham is going to be pasul by asham. Chutz mishalei l'shma, except there's one exception. If let's say it's lorded, or davod is done shalei l'shma, where that's pasul by chatas, but that's actually kasher by an asham. But one thing is that this price is difficult on Rabbi Yitzchak, because this price explicitly says that we learn out the oilas chayva from oilas nadava, even though by all these three oilas, it says chatas by the oilas mitzayir and the oilas nazir and the oilas yiladis. And still, this price does not make this hakish compared to chatas to say that they will be pasul in their second year, because rather they learn out the oilas chayva from the oilas nadava. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak also then should also learn his Shal Mechayiv of the Kiv Seatzeres from Shal Menedava, whether if we say the interpretation of Shaloi Lishma, or whether the halach of the second year versus the first year. Now, and Rashi points out, but then if one's going to ask, then why does the Braisa open up and differentiate that by Asham, if it's done Shaloi Kimitzvasi, that that is possible more than Ayla? Why don't you say that just like Ayla that's done Shaloi Lishma, or in the wrong age, that's going to be Kasher because you're not from Elis Nadava, why don't you say the same by Asham? So the answer is, as actually our Gemara is going to mention this idea shortly, is actually because there is no Asham Nadava to learn out from to say the same thing by Asham Chayva. So therefore, there's going to be Pasel. But by Ayla, it's going to be Kasher. Well, that's obviously not like the Brice of Rabbi Yitzchak. So it's like, well, you're right. Haitan, the Tana Bei Levi, who. This Brice is like the Brice that we brought of Levi, which learns out Chayva from Nadava and does not learn out Chayva from Chayva. But the Brice of Yitzchak, which as we pointed out already is not like the Brice of Levi, learns out the obligation of a Shlomim, which are Shal Mechayva, from the obligation of Mechatas, and does not learn out a Chayva from Nadava. But yes, this Brice and the Brice of Levi learn out Chayva from Nadava, which whether they be Shal Mechayva from Shal Nadava, or like this Brice of Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nadava. Now the Gemara says, Tashema, let's bring a Raya, not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had said to Rav Yitzchak, he said, wait a second, you say your Brice, that it's going to be puzzle when you do and you slaughter the kifs that says shalaykim mitzvahs and let's say shalay lashma, because you compare it to chatas. But he said, but the Tana de Bei Levi, he learns out shalmei chayva from shalmei nadava, and that's why he says the same case you're saying is going to be kasha. And that the Gemara says, seemingly, we could prove from Levi's Bryce himself, not like the way Rav Nachman had qualified it, that it's because you learn out chayva from nadava. Why? The Tana Levi, because Levi taught the following Bryce. Asham Nazar, like we said, the Nazar, when he purifies himself, he brings the Asham, Asham Mitzayra, and when the Mitzayra purifies himself, he brings the Asham. Shashachtin Shalal Ashman. Let's say those Ashamas were slaughtered not for the namesake of being this Asham. So Ksherim, they're going to be valid, but V'le'ol Abam Shabcheva has not fulfilled his obligation because it was done Shalal Ashman. Says the Bryce, let's say Shachtin Mechusas Man Babaylam. Let's say it was slaughtered lacking the age, the time in the owner himself, meaning, because since, like we said, the Asham only applies by the Nazar Tamei, if, let's say, he didn't yet finish his counting of his 7 days of purification, so then it's not yet time for him to go ahead and bring the Asham. And let's say, still before he finished his days of counting, he went and slaughtered it, so that's Mechus Azman in the owner. Or a different case, Shayu B'nei Shtei Shanim V'Shachtan. Let's say, instead of bringing in its first year, the animal was in its second year and he slaughtered it. So soon there, the Karma is going to be totally possible. Now that asked the Gemara, Vem Isa, now if it's true the way Rav Nachman said, that Tana de Bei Levi learns out Chayva from Nadava, so then Ligamer, so then let Levi learn out an Asham in its second year, which although that's problematic, because it's supposed to be in his first year, but let him learn it out, Mishlamim, from Mishlamim, which we find that Ashlamim, when it's in Nadava, could be in its second year. So you say he learns out Chayva from Nadava, so why doesn't he learn out the Asham, even in the second year, just like Oilas Chayva is going to be Kasher in the wrong age because you learn from the Dava. So you should learn the Asham of Chayva from the Shama and the Dava that's going to be Kasher in the second year. Why does he say it's possible? So Sigmar, that's not difficult on Rav Nachman. Shlamim Mishlamim Gamer, yes. Shami Chayva from Shama and the Dava you learn out to say that even when it's the wrong age, or let's say Shalashma, it's going to be Kasher. Asham Mishlamim Gamer, you don't learn Asham from Shlamim, and therefore that's not a correct entry way to say that it's going to be Kasher. So therefore, there's no source by Asham itself to say that it's going to be valid even when it's done Shalal Shema, like by Nadava, to learn from. On that, it's more fine. But V'igamer Shalom Mishlam, but if you say that you learn Shalom from Shalom, so Ligamer Nami Asham Asham, actually learn Asham from Asham. How so? Says the Gemara, Asham Nazav Asham Etzayri, you should learn me Asham Gizelos V'Sham Me'ilos, meaning, just like an Asham Gizelos and Sham Me'ilos, actually the animal is supposed to be in its second year, so you should learn out the Asham Nazav and Asham Etzayri from them, from those Ashamas, to say that it's also going to be Kasher in the second year. Or the other way around. You should say Asham Gizelos V'Sham Me'ilos, you should learn them Asham Nazav V'Sham Etzayri, that should be Kasher in its first year. Why do you say by Asham it's in the wrong year? It's going to be possible. Why? Just like you say, you even learn out Achayv from Nadava, if they're both Shlamim, so here learn out Asham from Asham, which are all obligatory, and learn out that it's going to be Kasher in this wrong year, because you find by a different Asham that year is valid. And Adam Rav Shimon Barashi says, no. Done in Dava Shaloi Bechsherai, you could learn out something that's done not in its appropriate way, like we were talking about the Shalmei Chayva, Midava Shaloi Bechsherai, from something else that was also done not the way it's supposed to be. Like we're saying, learn out the Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Dava, if it was done not the way it's supposed to be, for example, Shaloi Lishma, or you're supposed to bring it small and then you brought it big, where there we find by Shalmei Dava that in those two cases it's going to be Kasha, so you could learn the Shalmei Chayva that's also when it's done shalei bechsheri, it's also going to be kasher. But ve'ein dam and davish shalei bechsheri, you cannot learn that something that's not done the appropriate way. For example, a asham nazir that's 2 years old instead of 1 year old, midavish shalei bechsheri, if it's something that is actually done in the way it's supposed to be done. The asham gezelis that's valid in its second year is because that's the way it's supposed to be. But you can't learn out something that when it's not supposed to be that way from something that's supposed to be that way. You could learn out shlam from shlam, aisle from aisle, chay from nedava, if they're both not the way it's supposed to be. So if you find by nedava, even when it's not supposed to be, it's kasher. Here also, not supposed to be, it's going to be kasher. But you can't tell me, learn out one type of ashram from the other type of ashram, when the one that you're learning from is supposed to be that way, and the one you're learning to is not supposed to be that way. And that's the thing of loy. No, you don't. You don't learn out dava shalei bechsheri from dava shalei bechsheri. But Vatanya in the Brisa says, Minayin liyetze, how do you know regarding if a karma came invalid? Because it was taken out of the azara. Shem ala layerid, so though it's not supposed to be brought up on the Mizbeach anymore, if it was put up, you don't take it down. Why? Because you do find that there is an element of validity, even to something that went out of its perimeter, because you find by Bama, when there were permitted times that a person can make his private altar wherever he wants to, where a carbon is going to be kosher, even though it's not in the Azara, so therefore, even when it left the Azara, okay, if it went up, you're not going to take it down because of that. Now, by Bama, asked the Gemara, that's hechsher b'kach. That's how it's supposed to be, because there are no curtains. It could be whatever it is. And yet you're still learning to say that there's validity to yaitze, which is shalei b'chsheri. You see, you're learning a shalei b'chsheri from hechsher b'kach. And that says the Gemara, no. Tana, as we continue to talk about Mitzvah and Aleph, the Tana that Braisa, Azayis teres ha'ila riba samachle. He's relying on the ribui, the inclusionary terminology of this is the law of the ayla, which, as the Gemara elsewhere on Nidid of Mem and Aleph expounds, it's telling you Torah achas l'chala oil, and there's one halacha for all karbanos that go up, which is Shem Allah Yerid, if they go up, they don't come down. Now this that it's saying, oh, because you find that by Bama it's kasher, even though it's not in the area of the Azar, so to Yaitze, that's just what's called an illusion, and it's just a sign, a tool to remember, or some type of an extra element to say that, okay, you see that there is such a concept, but that's not really what's learned out. Because you're right. If that was the only limud, you cannot learn out davish shalei bechsheri from davish bechsheri. That wouldn't be a proof. But it's just that we include things from zayis taras ayla. What are we going to include? Things that, okay, we find there's some things, and we actually exclude other things because they have no element or source that would tell us that's true. But that's not the primary source. And that's why we could say it's kasha, because it's really coming from the pasuk zayis taras ayla, which is including other things that emil Allah yerdu. But if we were going to go straight, that's what we said, that no, you can't learn ashram from ashram because you cannot learn out something davish lebechsheri from davish lebechsheri. But the halachas we said before, those are not difficult because that's actually when you learn out chayv from the dava, whether shlam from shlam or olav from ayla, those are both shalei bechsheri, and therefore you could say, yeah, just like over there, shalei bechsheri, by the dava is valid, so over here, by the shlam, by the ayla, even though they're chayva, when they're done shalei bechsheri, it's also going to be valid.